Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
How's your first real offseason going so far?
Pretty good. Just, you know, out here trying to have a better one, you know, than last year.
What have been the past few months been like for you? Kind of taking some time off in football, or are you still really kind of training hard?
Yeah, I was taking time off, you know, just relaxing, enjoying myself, and, you know, just getting back in the groove, you know, right before we came up here.
You believe it's been a year?
Yeah, it actually flew by, but, you know, I'm happy. I mean, I can't complain.
What do you remember about the draft this time last year?
I was at home chilling with my family, not knowing what was going to happen, but, you know, it was exciting.
Do you have any idea the Patriots were going to draft you?
I had no clue.
What have you learned in a year? I mean, being around this organization, one of the best in football, being around a guy like Jerod.
Well, I learned a lot. I mean, you can take things away from every aspect of the game. You know, it's a great experience, man. It's just great.
Jamie, is there a set amount of time that you take in the offseason to assess your first year before you start looking forward to this one, or is it kind of a continuous process for you?
I take time to myself, you know, relax, enjoy myself, and then I just get back into the groove, you know, a couple weeks before I have to come back.
Not like breaking down film
of
yourself or anything like that?
Yeah, of course, that's what I do. I do that too, but, you know, it's like I said, it comes with coming back, getting back into the groove to come back up here.
Jamie, how important was rookie minicamp last year in terms of getting you started and figuring out what you need to figure out before training?
I mean, it's really important. You need it. Like I said, you're a rookie, so you need to get in, you know, take grasp of the things that goes on around here, you know, just get used to everything.
Do you think it'll be tougher for rookies this year with the draft being a little bit later and it sort of takes away a little bit of time?
I mean, some guys are different, you know. Some guys maybe don't need as much time, some guys do, but, like, you never know.
What have you learned from just Dante and Jerod about just working out with them during this offseason, Harry? What have they been able to teach you?
Well, they two great guys, you know, great guys to be around. They work hard, you know, you're going to learn. You know, just watch them around the locker room. You know, it'll make you a better person regardless.
How glued to the TV are you going to be on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, watching the draft and everything? Is that your thing?
No, I'm not big on the draft. You know, I might catch a little bit of it, but I'm not too big on it.
Outside of last year, you get selected, right?
Yeah.
What helped you the most last year at this time? Or, you know, in the days and weeks after you were drafted, what helped you the most adjust?
Well, it's just, you know, like I said, some guys are different. I'm just one of those guys, you know, I just look at things and I just know, you know, that's my job. I got to go to work and I got to do what I got to do in order to survive.
This offseason, has it been more about physical conditioning for you, getting better physically or mentally or hitting the books a little bit more?
Yeah, it's all of the above, you know. You can take parts out of it. You can go all the way around. You don't want to just focus on one thing, you know. You need to, you know, keep working at everything, you know.
Jamie, last year when Jerod went down, there was a lot more responsibility for guys like you and Donta. Did that help, you know, kind of get acclimated and kind of have you learn rather quickly?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was learning regardless, but, you know, once a guy go down, you know, the next man up, and, you know, you got to be strong. You know, you lose a guy, the next man, you know, you got to be ready to play.
You looking forward to having him back this year and his leadership and kind of go off him?
Yeah, I am. We're excited to have him.
The way that you finished the season personally, the way that you kept improving, seemed week by week, make you even more excited about, you know, this coming year and preparing for it?
Yeah, I am. You know, just time will tell, man. You know, just as long as you're doing your job, you know, you're doing the right things, no matter if it's the beginning or the end, you know, just as long as you know what you're doing.
You obviously had the reputation of being very versatile in college. How did that translate in the first year in the NFL?
Well, it's pretty easy. I mean, it's not easy, but it is easy. You know, I don't know if you get that or not, but for me, like, I'm gonna do whatever I'm told to do, you know, and I'm the type of guy that's gonna do what I gotta do. I'm gonna get it done, no matter what it is.
Does it make you feel that much better that the coaching staff has confidence in you to put you in different situations on the field and not just one or two?
Yeah, I mean, it's an edge. I mean, you can use it to your advantage, but, you know, like I said, anybody can do it if you put your mind to it.
Dante said last week that he'd rather rush the quarterback than cover on third down. Do you have a preference in sub packages?
Yeah, I prefer the rush too.
You can have a lot of rushers this year then.
Yeah.
Do you think you guys would be able, I guess, to do that a little bit more with the new faces coming to the team, Browner, Revis?
I mean, you never know. I mean, time will tell. You know, I'm just out here right now trying to get better to work on my craft.
Do you have any advice for the rookies that are going to get drafted to the team this weekend?
Just come in and work, man. You know, nothing is given to you. You just got to come out and take it.
Jamie, how much different will the linebacker room be without Brandon Spikers?
Not sure yet. You know, haven't, you know, been into that situation, but I mean, I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same. You know, it's a business.
You miss the most about Spikes?
You know, he's a physical guy, you know, funny guy, but I mean, sometimes you got to move on.
Jamie, what was the most fun you had from when the season ended to being back to work here? Anything exciting that you did personally?
Went home, enjoyed my family, man. That's the main thing. I love my family, you know. As long as I get to see them, I'm good.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.